from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
With respect to Josh Harrison for sharing his number, and of course Juan Uribe for allowing the number man to wear number 5 for the White Sox, let's go ahead and present to you Pedro Grifol.
I truly see great things happening here.
Welcome into another episode of the Bourbon and a Buddy podcast. My name is Shane Reardon, executive producer, 670 The Score. I'm very grateful to be joined by new White Sox manager, Pedro Grifol.
We went to Rosemary's.
You went to Rosemary.
I loved it.
Here are some of the things that you can expect from the 2023 White Sox. We will communicate.
Charlie Montoya.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
By the way, your bench coach's name is Charlie Montoya. You should know his name. He's been the bench coach here for 3 months. You have to ask Billy Russo what his name is? What are we doing here?
We're going to work every day as hard as we can possibly can to kick your ass at 7:10.
All these games are not at 7:10. You're kicking ass at 3:05, right?
3:05, 1:05, whatever time we're playing.
At no point over the course of this year has there been a reliever sleeping in the bullpen. We do have a player, a position player, who has fairly serious sleep issues.
We're moving forward with a new laid foundation on rock, not on muck.
As a White Sox fan, what the going on? please tell me why, please.
And this is the finish line here in 2023, Steve Stone.
We both could have used more wins. Hopefully things get a whole lot better for everybody's concern next year.
101 losses. That rock anybody's world, right? We're excited to get this thing going.
I don't like our team.
You know, that's an accurate comment by Chris. You know, I feel the same way.
Dysfunction in the White Sox clubhouse after Pedro Grifol's address to the team coming out of the All-Star break.
Pedro tried to put a chip on their shoulder, said that the players would be remembered as the worst team in baseball if this team gets the worst record, that they'd be remembered. The players would be remembered, that it'd be on them. Continuing mandatory BP and running every single day, and a lot of the veterans were upset by this.
It never happened. It was just purely awful reporting by a non-reporter, and a radio station in town unfortunately went with it because that's just what they do.
Pedro was asked about it today.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know the exact words that would never come out of my mouth. However, I did have a meeting with the players, and something else I was mentioning that, you know, that I made it mandatory for guys to, you know, to have to go out and work. And I did do that.
Given the division and given that we have a really good core of players, I would expect next year will be better.
As the White Sox losing streak is now 21 games, as the White Sox etch their name on the wrong side of history.
I've said it and I'll say it over and over again, whether we win or lose, we got to flush this game.
Perry's 100 games on the 500.
Yes.
And he got the job.
He's 100 games under.
Yeah. I was beating myself like, my God, I'm this bad? It's like, holy cow, I should be embarrassed.
The White Sox today announced that Pedro Grifol has been fired.
And that's that.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
What a tribute to a historic run. My God, I don't even know if he's the worst coach or manager in Chicago sports history. The record and the winning percentage obviously is. But he also was dealt, it's like a bad poker player being dealt a bad hand at a really tough poker game. Tough to win.
Yeah, you know, I think if you go back to last year, you can get reminded of a lot more indications of just how over his head he was. There were so many indications. There were like times where he said, what we're not going to do is sacrifice wins for development just to see what a guy can do. But that's why I put Gregory Santos out there 3 days in a row, because I need to see whether he can do it. Like little stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, or like how long it took him to move TA out of leadoff when it was so obvious that TA was hurt and bad, or both hurt and bad, or whatever. Like there were so many things coming in and saying he was going to hold guys accountable and then apologizing basically at the All-Star break and again after the season for how he didn't hold guys accountable. It's just, there's an incredible list of things he did that exposed himself as over his head and just a really bad, inconsistent communicator that has led people in the past to call him a fraud. That's the thing that came with him.
Obviously, they hired someone from Kansas City. I knew people in that organization, people that had been around him, and some of the stuff I got back was pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a player who said, phony, kiss ass, will say whatever he needs to get ahead. And I said all of that at the time that he got hired. I mean, I remember sharing all of it. I was like, So I don't really know. It's multiple opinions. But it was not all positive what I got back at the time. And some of the stuff that has come out about what he said about Jerry and the things that he's like blamed the players, not a ton of thumb pointing, some more finger pointing, that sort of thing. It's like, oh.
Calling out the players for being flat after a really good pitcher shut them down in a game where they didn't make errors.
Yeah, felt like the player had an accurate read of him.
Yeah, it's just really, really odd timing on the way that he talked about stuff. And it's like some of it is.
But we've heard from guys who have said he's a nice guy.
I've heard that as well. I heard that today that he's a very nice guy and people feel really bad for him.
Yeah.
It's just that when you do that job and when you're a leader in that job, you gotta be honest and raw, and even if it's messy with your guys, or else they will sniff you out and lose respect for you fast. And it happened fast, and it didn't really get better, especially with the veterans. And yeah, it was a toxic mix and a weird mix, but man, he tried to come on so hard last year, and it didn't really feel genuine to guys, and they didn't buy it. Remember that? And then that's the same thing that happened just after the All-Star break when he tried to come on super hard, and guys are like, what are you doing, man? We're trying out here. It's not because the fact that we're not running every day does not mean that's why we're bad. And, you know, it was a fractured and broken clubhouse. Was always true, man.
The Shrift Dog told me that was a false report and it was fake and it never happened. So Pedro Grifol did not lose the clubhouse. He just lost access to the clubhouse.
I mean,
key card doesn't work anymore.
He lost half or three quarters of the clubhouse. That's how things work. You know, that's what the broadcaster didn't realize as he's talking about is that certain people can take things different ways. You know, just because we heard truths from two or three players and you heard a different take on the truth from one player doesn't mean that we were dead wrong and made it up. It was silly, silly.
If I know anything about the Shrift Dog, it's that he's humble, introspective, and cares about getting it right. So I'm assuming he will issue an on-air correction and apology.
The awful reporting by a non-reporter and a radio station in town unfortunately went with it because that's just what they do. But
God,
I'm assuming it'll come. Say, you know what I mean?
Can we go back to the days where Shrift Dog was on this show one time? Back when we all were happy and we got it and we were like, hey, yeah, dude, he's going to be a great replacement.
Yeah, I remember.
Can we go back to those days?
You know what? You know what days? Ago. What days I'd like to go to is when we don't talk about him, we ignore him.
Yes,
because he's a rookie announcer, slowly maybe getting better and living his life. I came on and decided I had to talk eventually about the Vec Veek thing as like the one that broke me about that. I would love to never talk about that guy again, but he keeps bringing the fight.
great.
That's the thing, Speaks. After that, that thing at Harry Carey's, we didn't touch him. He had two or three in a row.
Right.
I tweeted about it, okay. But like as a show, we didn't touch him.
For me, I was done. I was done. I was like, all right, said what I got to say. Let's leave it there. And then he keeps bringing the fight to people and making people respond to him, which is a crazy way to do it. But it's not about him. It's about a messy, messy organization that now needs a manager. And it's about, today's about Pedro. See you later, Pedro.
So,
all right, we did that.
Someone brought this to my attention to ask you about your tweet from the day you and Shane went to the press conference.
Yeah.
When he got announced.
Yeah.
Today is about
Pedro, by the way, not John Triffin.
Yeah. The Pedro Grifol press conference. Sure. Sorry about that.
I can tell you, I absolutely bought it.
Today is about Pedro Grifol, but yep. My God, Rick Hahn is a rejuvenated and passionate baseball man. The difference between this version of him and the TLR day version of him is striking and undeniable. I was watching and listening to it. You guys were in attendance.
Hey, man.
And you guys came back and you were just gushing about the vibes.
Rick Hahn was allowed to do what he wanted with that managerial search. And he was so thrilled, and it was akin to the Arturis Karnishevas hire in terms of like a wide search. And Rick talked to a lot of people, and he blew it. It's on Rick. Getting suckered in by Pedro and believing that he was the right fit was a bad, bad miss by Rick Hahn. And so, yeah, he was a completely rejuvenated guy that day. He came over, was talking to reporters, talking to talk show hosts like me who had bothered to come down for the press conference. Like, thank you. He was so proud and so excited by the hire.
He was talking to me about whiskey. Like, he was that happy.
He was glowing.
Like, he looked me in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wanted to at that point.
So, no, it is, there are more than one person to blame. There is more than one person to blame.
That was kind of the point of why I brought it up. This was a thing that... However much you think the manager matters or doesn't matter, there was no manager that was fixing how broken this whole thing has been.
Pedro Grifol wasn't a Jerry screw-up. It was a Rick Hahn screw-up.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct. And... the next manager only matters so much, like we were talking about in transition.
That's the thing.
It only matters so much.
That everything that I heard from Chris Getz today, I was like, okay, I mean, I guess, sure, all right, yeah, that's fine, and we'll see who it is. But that's the position where it should be somebody very smart from another organization that you then give the keys to and let them revamp what you do, because what you do is terrible. So it should be Chris Getz who's not there. But he's there, so...
The Brian Bannister hire seems to be a good one.
Good, good.
That seems to be a good one.
I mean, that's the dream, is that you find enough people like that.
Yeah.
You know? And they'll go and find it like a director of hitting of sorts now that they need offensively to go with Brian Bannister, who is essentially your director of pitching.
Do you think it's impossible that they'll hire someone above Getz?
Yes.
Like in the old Kenny Williams role?
Yes, I do.
I tend to also...
That's Tony La Russa's job right now.
Right now.
That's his that's his shadow job. But the idea, I know David Haw floated it this morning, Kim Ng, like giving Kim Ng the keys, former Sox employee who's obviously been around.
Yeah, I know who she is. Yeah.
And a pretty good resume. That's intriguing. I can't imagine that happens. I don't think, I think Chris Getz is Jerry's baseball guy.
Other than Tony.
Who is, above everybody.
And Jerry is Jerry's baseball guy. Yeah.
Branch Rickey is Jerry's baseball guy.
Branch Rickey.
Still, he's out there trying to build the 1958 Brooklyn Dodgers.
And David Eckstein and whoever else are his baseball guys. Kay Adams, local product, as they're called, is out at Bears camp today. She said she was meeting Caleb Williams. You know, last time she had full access to the Bears, she got our guy Jalen Johnson to call Caleb Hollywood, and a whole narrative started when Kay was out there. So we'll see what kind of trouble she is getting into today out at Bears camp. She'll join us in about 20 minutes. But the hype, man, it's real. After this TV show, you and I will discuss next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on the Score.
On Hard Knocks, the recap of this game will be Liam Schreiber talking about Red Ripon and receiver Colin Johnson.
Well, there's no doubt now.
Third down and four. End zone, why not? How about some more? Number 80, Colin Johnson, and Liam get ready to say his name into the microphone.
Anything for a fan, Joe.
Anything for a fan, Joe. Unfortunately, Kay Adams just canceled, so got a little bit more time on our hands now. It's upsetting, but we'll catch up with her at some point, I'm sure.
It's all good. Truth be told, and I think this is this show's superpower, if I may be so bold, we need nothing.
Oh, yeah. No. We need each other.
That's all I mean.
Yeah, we just need each other. That's,
I mean, this four-pack.
That's right.
This four-pack right here.
That's right.
We need absolutely nothing
to
do 4 hours of rock'em sock'em entertaining sports adjacent radio.
So
let the record show that you're holding up a four pack of long snapper IPA.
Yeah. That's four pack that we need.
That's something we need.
Speaking of, you got any beer in the fridge?
This four pack.
It feels like maybe it's beer clock.
You can't say sports adjacent, by the way.
I'm not
allowed to say that.
All right.
Yeah, it's trademarked.
My bad. 2:46 is beer time, huh?
No beer, but we've got whiskey back there.
Greg Overtone brought us good bottle
little
of bourbon.
Heavy for right
Calumet
now.
Calumet Farms 15-year.
Right? Yeah. He said it was for Wani toasts.
Wani not in studio today. It sucks. He called me this morning. Shane, I'm golfing, but I can do it. I said, okay, well, will you be golfing during the interview? He said, no, I'll be at home.
Okay. So it doesn't matter what he's doing beforehand.
I forgot to let you guys know how much I've been thinking about Wani lately, because Kamala Harris is calling her vice presidential candidate coach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a coach. He took a team from 0-27 to a state championship.
Hey, man, it's a great coaching record, and he seems to have been a good coach, but it's indicative that even if once you become congressman and mayor and VP nominee, you're still just coach, because it doesn't get better than that. You know?
Doesn't get better than that, and
coach.
It plays.
It does play.
I mean, come on.
Hey, man, Wani uses it.
That's what I'm saying. Plays, yeah. And who doesn't like Wani?
Dude, I love being called coach by Dave Wanstead.
I've got a question about Kamala. I don't want to be problematic, but I have a question.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. No, this is why we don't need guests.
Aren't you glad you mentioned this?
I am not.
No, it's not about politics.
Here we go.
It's not about politics.
Are you kidding me, coach?
I'm not, coach.
Here we go, Tony.
Last night I did start working on a little bit of a Kamala impression. I allowed to do that?
I'm going
to
say no. I'm going to say no on that.
Well, let's not workshop it on the air. Let's at least hear it off the air first.
Okay. All right.
Before you go. Yeah. Is that a good reaction?
Is it a visual impression?
No, it's vocal.
Okay.
And we're going to do that, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm getting there.
No.
Yeah. Take your time. Take your time.
I'm going to work on it some more.
All right, good.
But she lives her life.
That's time well spent.
She has her grandmother's.
That's time well spent.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay, good.
Working with a coach.
So, look, I heard you and Shane.
Heard you
and Shane talking about Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour as I was on my way somewhere. But I was listening to the radio show. And it was
somewhere.
Ooh, how mysterious.
Yes.
Where were you?
It's almost as if a picture wasn't tweeted.
Yeah. You could say you were at the Terry Bores dinner. It's okay.
I was invited to the Terry Bores dinner for the first time.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I wasn't. I just showed up.
Yeah.
Danny was there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but as we're driving to the Terry Bores dinner, which we could talk about later if we want, but the...
Well, now we can, given that you told us
I spilled the beans. Spilled the beans.
Yeah.
But anyway, I heard you guys talking about Hard Knocks, and I've been dying to share, like, just one pervasive takeaway, and we can go into any of the details, of course, but like the show, I thought, completely and utterly lived up to the excitement anticipation that I had for it, and I talked to some friends who agreed in that sense. But I gotta say, it was fun, it was exciting, it was invigorating, but mostly, you know what it felt wholesome. It felt like nice, like legitimately just really wholesome and nice. And we know these people to the extent that we can know anybody. And it felt like we were kind of inside the wholesomeness, like to see Eberflus, who comes off really earnest and just like genuine, simple football guy, in awe of his mentor Saban and that stuff in there. Keenan Allen happy for DJ Moore that he got the extension.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Johnson excited about the opportunity. Caleb giggling about his terrible karaoke moment. Like
Jonathan Owens with Simone Biles.
Yeah, man. It's like all of this stuff.
Slip and slide.
Dude's on a slip and slide.
It's a death trap.
It's like there's so much ugliness in our world and our sports world, and there's so much room for debate and consternation, even on the Bears. We're finding it with Nate Davis and all that stuff and worried about everything. It just felt like an hour of a really nice story, nice, wholesome story to sit in and sports. I at the end of the hour, I was like, God, that was pleasurable. And I just felt like morally solid and filled up by it. And I wondered if there's people among the listeners who felt that in a way of like all of our messiness that's out there. I was left with like a wholesome niceness that I was really thankful for, frankly.
Beautifully put. 312-644-6767. I would say to you, that is what PR is supposed to do.
I'm aware.
You know, and I don't mean it that judgmentally if it comes across that way. I just mean it like, It is curated. That is a curated television show that is supposed to be,
I get it,
public relations.
But don't you ever suspend your disbelief and watch something that lets you feel nice, whether it's a rom-com or some other kind of program or whatever. So there was a little bit of that going on. But to your point, I have not watched much of Hard Knocks in the last 6 years.
Okay? Yeah.
I haven't. So maybe their particular brand of curation is not something I'm desensitized to at this point, even though I kind of know what's coming. But it's also like, we know the players. We know these people. We'd already heard about the pool party. We'd already heard about all this stuff. So it was like, oh, we're getting to see some more details on it. So
it's just, as a texter puts it, it's good vibes.
It's really good vibes.
It would be.
And I was starved for them.
Well, yeah, but this whole Bears thing is good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to really mess this up for this to go poorly. I think there will be something that comes out of it that is negative at some point.
For sure.
Because it's almost impossible for it not to. But I would be floored if something happened during the course of these episodes where it dampened enthusiasm and positivity around the Bears. I'd be floored by it.
For sure. And there, I'm sure there'll be things that come up that we can discuss, and we can discuss any of it. But like yesterday, I heard you and Shane talking about there should have been more Caleb, you know, or like, why wasn't there more Caleb? And I was like, shut up, you people, to my showmates as I was listening to the radio show, because I was like, I was filled with such good vibes from the thing. I wasn't ready. I didn't want to listen to a debate about what was good, what was bad, and where we're going. And it's
I'm
okay.
Sorry we disappointed you.
You didn't. It's just that I wasn't here.
So you could listen, but you couldn't be here?
Well, he was going to the dinner that we weren't invited to.
So many options to connect remotely.
Yeah. I was going. You guys didn't get your non-invitation to that dinner?
Yeah, no.
No, Terry hates me. Terry Borges has hated my
guts
for years.
Shane, it was really just a product of, wait a minute, this is our show. This is my show where I get a chance to talk about it. I just want to sit in those good vibes for a moment. And so now that's why I wanted to make sure we got it out here early on in the show.
Well, did you hear Dan? Did you stay for the last segment of the show when we made fun of him for calling slip and slides literal death traps?
Wait, was Dan invited to the dinner?
He was.
They worked together for a long time.
He made fun of the size of Terry's childhood home. He was invited to the dinner. I've done nothing but compliment the man.
Yeah, the man's a legend.
We played like a 2-minute chunk of Dan just waxing poetic on the different horrors that could come from slip and slides.
Yeah.
We didn't put I tried to save Studs. Studs at one point said, there could be a rock under there.
Yeah, so I was in the car with Bernstein, and when you said that, it's like, I cut the part out where Studs is like, there could be a rock under there. And so Bernstein was like, well, at least he cut it out.
So then he could say it himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe how small a house you grew up in.
But that guy got to go to the dinner.
That guy sure was invited.
Stupid fisherman.
Oh, sat God. Next to him.
There was yeah.
Oh, that's
sat
lovely.
Sat next to Terry. There was a great moment there last night when I kept wanting Terry to talk, and I was like, anytime we were talking, I was like, you know, can we get Terry to talk more? So at one point I asked Terry a direct question, and Bernsey goes, can I answer that? And I was like, no, no. In fact, no, I don't want you to answer that.
I've got access to you all the time.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting here with Terry Bors, for God's sakes.
Bors going to be on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's right. He said he mentioned to me, tell Danny whatever he needs. Dan, tell him to get me any info that I need.
Like, yeah,
he's,
no.
He's excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, he's coming on next Thursday afternoon. He'll be on in the early on, 11 or 12 o'clock hour.
Me and Tanny have been calling it the Thon. What do you think about that? You all right with that?
Sure.
Little short hand.
Sure.
Are you doing some Thon work?
Yeah.
Doing some Thon work over there?
Yeah, no. Tanny's been doing a lot of Thon
lot
work.
Of
he's been
thon
doing a lot
work.
Of Thonning over there. In between Goodfellas treatments. So the man's got a lot of work to do.
When is Charlie Montoyo's Goodfellas treatment? Four?
Hopefully never. But yes, we can live in the good vibes of the Bears and also the news of what actually is in our, days away from a debut that has been a long time coming. Parkinson Spiegel at the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.